Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Oh, hi, this is Gordon Tallis here.
God, that's a big collision.
You can now stream every Triple M game of the NRL and AFL.
Starting to get into the grind.
Live on the Listener app.
Racing over, high-fiving everybody.
Download it now. LISTNR.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh, no, he drops the ball.
You've got to respect the ball.
Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Welcome to the Triple M Sunday Sin Bin.
Yeah, welcome back. We do it thanks to our friends at Sea-Doo. And now for Tyre Power. Safety is a Tyre Power priority. They're open now for safety checks. Tyre Power's footy final sale. Manly 42, Rooster 6. Roosters out. Panthers 8, Parramatta 6. Parramatta out. Next week on Triple M, Manly Souths on Friday night. Penrith Melbourne on Saturday afternoon. We've got all those games for you on Triple M or via the Listener app. Gordon Tallis, Hoops, and we welcome in for the final out of the show, Jimmy Graham. Welcome to you, old mate.
Thanks for having me on, mate. I heard on the way in you were putting me up for a quiz.
Yes.
So I didn't agree to that. So, mate, you might have to find yourself another contestant.
Hang on, are you backing out?
Mate, I don't know. What's in the paperwork? Mate, you know, read the fine print.
I can't believe you're backing out. I said, if I put my friend James Graham up, he'll do it. It's a quiz about, it's a Britannia quiz.
A Britannia quiz.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll see. See how we go.
Or see your dad, who's a very smart man, a science teacher.
Yeah.
We could get him on the line and he could fill in for you, mate.
Mate, that'd be awesome. What time is it over there? About 6, 8, 10 past 6.
In the morning?
In the morning,
well,
yeah.
Well, he'd be up having his first drink.
Yeah.
I mean, no dramas at all.
Gone to an early open.
Mate, what about the games over the weekend? Manly 42, Roosters 6. We've all said it. The Roosters, the guts that they displayed this year. But Manly were just too good. And I guess in a lot of ways, the boys touched on it earlier, Manly, they put the band back together, didn't they? Foran and DCE, and now Desi's back there for a couple of years, and here they are on the verge of another grand final.
Yeah, what a journey it's been for this Manly team. Obviously, I think the first four games, like most experts, most punters out there, they were probably picking them for the bottom four. They weren't particularly good to watch, and then they jagged that game against the Warriors with the Cherry Evans field goal, and then bang, Tommy Taborovic comes back, and what a season he's had. Roosters, you've got nothing but praise for them with the adversity that they've been through this year, but they'll really reap the benefits from that in years to come, I believe, with this young crop of players. But yeah, I think probably Manly just had a little bit too much for them with Tom being in such form and the interchange of passing between the middle third of the forwards. They really exploited the Roosters there. I think Roosters were coming up really hard on the edge, and then Manly just found a way to go through them. And it was interesting as well to see Tapau come off the bench, off the interchange bench. And, you know, I think, you know, we speak about it a lot, how coaches copy each other. And just how important it is, or sorry, not how important, but just the benefit of putting on that big explosive style player on the bench, and how that's become almost like a trend in the modern game now, where it used to be, you know, let's get a really sharp, fast, maybe like an extra dummy half off the bench. It's gone from that to, no, get your big, powerful boys off the bench. And it seemed, I think that was probably one of the first times in recent weeks that Manly have used that tactic. So,
yeah.
So it's an interesting one. I thought Kepi played really well to start the game with some footwork. I always fancied Manly to win that game, and probably a little bit of a game too far for the Roosters.
Well, you talk about the Roosters setting themselves up for the future, but this Manly side, you know, this back row of Schuster and Ulukawatau, I mean, these guys, they've had just breakout seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. They really have. And, you know, you just wonder how much of that is down to the coaching of Des Hasler, getting them well-drilled, getting them fit. They've all played their part. Obviously, you know, Tommy and to some lesser extent, Jake, you know, they've been the real standouts. But, yeah, they've really, you know, like I say, compare them to the start of the season, they look like completely different players and a different team. So, Credit to them. I think, you know, a lot of credit has to go to Jake as well. You know, he was, I think, back to those first four games, and I remember watching him and looking at him, trying to inspire his teammates. And yeah, I think he said before Tom came back, he was contemplating giving up. He was just, it just exhausted him. So credit to him for hanging on in there. And that's what football does sometimes, those lows, but you've just got to stay at it. And I remember the press conference that Dez gave, saying, just watch this space, we'll be all right. And he's proved himself right. Well, his team has anyway.
Mm. And then, of course, last night we had certainly one of the great games of the year, with Penrith beating Parramatta 8-6. That great rivalry of Sydney's West. And a highlight of that game, James, was the online defence among many, many highlights of a great game.
Yeah, it was great to watch. It was one for the hardcore fans. It really was. It was just brutal out there. It was just so full on. That middle third battle was just. I kept listening to the commentary, and it was like, this is the softening up period. It'll go. But it was there from minute one to minute 80. It was just insane. It was, yeah, like I say, for the life of fans, for the fans that are always going to be there, for the hardcore ones, I wouldn't exactly say it was one for the ages, because I can't recall a game being played that intense back in the day. But yeah, it probably made me think, I wonder if that's the type of game the NRL want. Like, it's great, like an 8-6 game for the hardcore fan, but for people that used to play the game or have been involved for the game for a long, long time, brilliant, great, 8-6, give me that all day. I'll watch that, you know, week by week, game by game. But I just wonder if it's what the NRL want the product to look like.
I don't think it was a dower. I still think it was pretty entertaining. I know the scoreline, like, if you got up and read that in the morning, you'd go, oh, there must have been a mistake-a-thon. Yeah. You know, like, it's... But it was still going end-to-end, and, you know, Penrith probably, when you say bombed, had four or five chances maybe to get points, and same with Parramatta.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, I mean, so, like, I know what you're saying, and, you know, we are in the entertainment business, and the fastest growing sport, or the number one sport in the world, I believe, for kids now is basketball.
Yeah.
Everybody's got the LeBron James on, and it's 100 points a game, but I reckon I enjoyed that game so much last night. Jimmy, you're the latest retiree on the Triple M. How much would that game, you've played in some big clashes, how long would it take you to recover from last night?
Now, I was thinking about that, and just obviously that sigh of relief that you breathe, especially being the Penrith Panthers. For the last two games that they've played, they've not been able to have a minute off in terms of just relaxing, in terms of being more than 6 points ahead in any point. So it's a mental drain as well, Gordy, as you know. But
yeah,
I think, you know, physically today, tomorrow, they'll be really feeling it, mate. There's no two ways about it. That the intensity, the collision, it was brutal last night. It really was. But I think moving forward for the Penrith Panthers and looking for next week, they'll have enough in the tank to get themselves up for this game. I really do firmly believe that. And I think, you know, for Penrith, obviously, you know, a lot of people are writing them off. They face the Melbourne Storm this week. But for me, 12 months ago, they lose the grand final. The plan would have been, we're going to go out and win it this year. This is the plan. That's the end goal. And we're going to have to play the Melbourne Storm at some point. We're going to have to, if we're going to win it, we're going to have to beat the Melbourne Storm. And I think they would have all known that, obviously. And I'm of the belief that they'd rather do it this week than do it next week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a better opportunity to beat Melbourne in the semi-final than what it would be in the grand final. So I think that'll be the messaging coming from Coach Cleary. Hey, we've got this is what we wanted all along. This is what we've been fighting for. This is what we planned for 4 months in the preseason, the off-season, and all that sort of stuff. And hey, here we go. It's time to beat Melbourne.
So we asked the boys this just before you got here, Jim, and I'm going to ask you the same question. And we'll delve more into this Penrith-Melbourne game, but if you had your crystal ball out, who plays the grand final and who wins it?
I think the grand final will be Melbourne versus Manly.
Right.
And I think Melbourne will win it.
Okay. You think Manly can get over the top of Souths?
Yeah, I do, mate. Yeah, right. I really do.
Okay, hang on to that thoughts, because we'll get your thoughts on Manly-Souths a little bit later on. But this game that's coming up, which we'll have for you on the Triple M Network this week, who do you think Penrith will beat Melbourne, or how do you see this one going?
No, I look, like I say, I think this is the messaging coming out from Penrith at the top through the coaching staff will be like, hey, this is what we've wanted all along. You've just got to go out there and get it done. We're battle hardened. We're ready. We know what it's like being in the trenches. But I just feel Melbourne, with the week off they've had, all the question marks around what's the best 17, who's best starting at lock, who's best starting at fullback, at nine, at lock, you know, all these questions have been answered. They look so good, Melbourne. And they've just, the thing that really sticks out for me with Melbourne and the advantage that they have is some of the positions that they get in, and this is how smart they are. They get to practice real life chaos. So sometimes you do that at training, you train for chaos. What Melbourne did, there was something that really stood out to me was, you know, you train, you'd have these sets where you go, what happens if we need a 2-point field goal? This is the advantage Melbourne have got. So they can start doing little drills to train for it. Hey, this is what we're going to do, the position, who's going to play the ball. Don't go too far past the 40 or past the 30 and we'll nail this 2-point field goal. They did it in a live game.
Yeah.
Like they did that in a live game. So obviously the situation wasn't the game on the line or they needed the two points to draw, but like they've done that live. That's the advantage that they've got. Like it's just for them to be in the position in a semi-final game to go, hey, let's game prep for a 2-point field goal, and they nailed it, and that's the advantage that they got. And I believe, you know, Penrith have been in a battle for 160 minutes over the last 2 weeks. I think Melbourne being fresh will really benefit them. And like I say, no question marks about who's the fullback. Who's going to start at hooker? You know, the combination between the middle three forwards. I think it's Melbourne. Melbourne should get the victory.
Okay, boys, what we'll do, Gordy and Jimmy Graham and Hoops, what we're going to do, we'll take a break. When we'll come back, we'll talk more about this Rabbitohs Manly game because, with due respect, not many people have said they think Manly will beat South, but we'll delve more into that. We'll do the Raging Bull shortly for Apricity as well as Triple M rocks the final.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
And welcome back, everybody. We've got plenty to get through. Just before we do Raging Bull, we've just got some news from Michael Carayannis just before three about the future
and
of
Brent Reed as well.
Okay,
Anthony.
So the latest
Triple
on
M's very own Brent Reed.
Michael, he's free today, is he, Reedy? I thought he might have been sending off Siebes. Having a send-off with Siebes, because Siebes is off to... No, that's... Okay.
Mate, you're ruthless.
What's the latest...
what is your beef there?
There's no beef.
You got
what
a beef with Reedy?
There is.
He's one of rugby league's nicest blokes.
I love Reedy. I've got no beef with anyone. I've got no... There's
seems
no...
Seems as though you got a beef with Anthony Seibold.
Why would I have a beef with Anthony Seibold?
Maybe because of the way he left South.
Mate, please. I think I'm over that. I think if somebody departs South and leaves me with Wayne Bennett... I'm okay with that, believe me. So maybe you've
wasn't
got a couple.
Sure. No, I just wasn't sure where the agenda was coming
there's
from.
There's no agenda. Okay. There's no agenda. You don't find that Reedy works Siebes into every conversation you have with him. Hey?
You raised it.
I mean, Siebes got a Hyundai. Reedy went and got a Hyundai. Siebes has a decaf long black. So does he. You know what I mean? So I don't know what's going on there, but we love Reedy.
All right, let's get to
Siebes. Siebes Keanu Reeved me. Remember when Kenty was in the foyer and Keanu Reeves ignored him? That's what happened last time I saw Siebes. So thanks to you, Maroon.
Thanks to you.
I used to have a great relationship with him. Mm. Now he just walks past me like I'm nothing.
I guarantee you, if you said to Anthony Seibold, has Maroon got a problem with you? Anthony Seibold would say, who? I would doubt he even knows who I am. So please.
Let's get to the Tigers.
Yes, right? Michael Maguire.
Yeah, look, I don't like to say it because I have the utmost respect and time for Madge as a coach and also as a bloke, but I would be surprised if Madge is at the Tigers beyond the end of this week.
Right.
So
okay.
They've obviously been, that review has been ongoing of the football department. It's been all encompassing. Originally, we were told that it was only CEO Justin Pascoe and head of football Adam Hartigan doing it. Then we learned that the chairman, Lee Hadjipantelis, Tim Sheens, and one of the board members, Danny Stapleton, were also involved in the process as well. So I think the Tigers will have a board meeting later in this week. The board hasn't rubber stamped or ratified anything yet, but that's the way it looks as though the cards are going to fall.
All right. Well, he's been a very successful coach in his career. premierships in the UK and here in Sydney for Madge. So I assume, without getting into too much of the detail here, there's a financial payout for Michael Maguire and he goes about his own business.
Yeah, there will be. I mean, look, where the West Tigers board have erred here and the decision makers, the CEO at the club, is that they extended Michael Maguire last December for an additional two seasons. So he signed for 2022 and he signed for 2023. So yes, to answer your question, Anthony, they will have to come to a financial settlement. Mm-hmm. I believe that it's 12 months as an exit payment. And, you know, the club's got to wear that because they were the ones who made that decision. I understand, look, they were trying to create stability by backing Madge in. But obviously that isn't the way that it's transpired. Mm.
All right. Well, that's what we say, James Graham, mate. Just get a career in the media. Why would you be a coach? I mean, a great man like Madge, so successful, and this is what happens.
Yeah, I've got to say, I do feel sorry for Michael Maguire. Mm. You know, it seems like the type of coach he is and the principles he sets out, it just hasn't transpired to work for the West Tigers. Unfortunately, you know, I talk a lot about identity and how teams look, and I know any time I played against a Michael Maguire team, whether that be Wigan or South Sydney or New Zealand, you knew what you were going to get. Mm. You knew what you were coming up against. They laid it all out there. They were very systematic, well-drilled, and just it seems like he's gone into the Tigers and trying to replicate that. Obviously, when he's been at those other teams, he's had some really strong leaders, and maybe that's been part of the problem at West Tigers. Those real leaders that drive those standards, that drive the coach's messaging, whether that's missing, I'm not too sure, but I think whoever does come into this, into the club, into the organisation, that they've really got to lay it out there and say, this isn't, you're not going to get a short-term fix. I don't think whoever's in charge of the Tigers next year, if Maguire does go, we're going to see a massive turnaround in results.
The ray of light at the end of the tunnel for all the Tigers members and supporters, Jimmy, is Tim Sheens, the return of Tim Sheens. He's such an authority and so well respected. He knows what success looks like from the ground up, and he is the perfect type of coach, to your point, who will be able to identify, get the right systems and the right structure in place, the foundations, and then the Tigers can begin to finally have a little bit of success.
I agree with Matt. He's probably going to try and build something, and we're going to see the fruits of that in, you know, 3, 4, 5 years' time. Yes. That'll be the plan. That'll be the plan that he's put on the table to the West Tigers. And, you know, whoever comes in as the official head coach is going to have to drive that as well. But it'd be interesting to see how whoever does come in works with Sheens. We're on the assumption that Maguire's not there. It's going to be interesting who's going to be making the calls and whose plan and whose foundations, who's going to get the final say in those situations. Because sometimes these can go drastically wrong, Hoops, as you know, with directors of football and people sitting above the head coach or the manager. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, you're right. It's always a question of who reports to who and how the organisational structure fits together. I think one thing that will shake out of it is, off the back of the decision around Madge, I don't think they'll make the announcement immediately, but the way it's tracking is that Sheens will end up being the coaching director. Whatever title they want to give him, he is going to be sitting over the top of everything in relation to that football club, and that's a good thing.
All right, we'll leave that there because it's time for this. Okay, we do it thanks to our friends at Apricity Finance. Turn your workflow into cash flow with an invoice finance facility from Apricity Finance. Just call them, 1-300-APRICITY. They've got a proud association with our raging bull, Gordon Tallis.
Thank you, Maroon. We touched on it right off the beginning of the show, but my raging bull this week is about trainers running on the field. We've watched it in the grand final when the Roosters played the Raiders, where it actually affected the play. And I'm over trainers running on and stopping the game when my side is under pressure. We watched it last night, and this is not against Penrith, but Parramatta were coming home strong. They had a chance of winning the game, and they were denied by the trainer running on. and it's a tactic, sitting on the sideline and watching them talk and point to get out there and run on with a water bottle and messages. They are first-grade football players. They are better than any trainer. That's why you're a trainer. That's why you're running the water, because you can't make the 13. So stop running out there giving them these bullshit messages, which no one listens to. No player ever listens to the bloke. Listen, trainer, no one ever listens to you. I don't care who it was. Craig Bellamy run out, Kevy run out. Like, I had the best run out to me, and I don't listen. So just to let you know, and I was the captain, and I had to pass on your message, and it never got delivered. So stop doing it. And if you think an NRL player needs water after 1 minute, I watched a marathon. There's, what, three drink stations, and they run 42 kilometres, don't they?
Yes.
So why does a NRL player, after running 5 kilometres, need you to run on 50 times a game to give them a mouthful of water?
Hey, Gordy.
Okay, if he's thirsty, he will put his hand up.
Hey, Gordy, I can remember getting a message from one of the trainers and going, okay, well, if Des said that, you tell Lister Des, tell him I said, told him where to go, pass that message back.
Mate, Alan Lang used to do it all the time, because they'd say, oh, mate, Wayne said this, and then Alf would tell him the same. So, listen, I get it, but it's become a tactic now, and yes. I don't like how they are coming on to deliberately slow down the game. Parramatta were working their way back into the game, and it's not against Penrith. Every club does it. Alan Lang has been laughed at as the 14th man, and we've all done it. And now that we just accept that Elf's is going to be on the field for the 80 minutes, I don't like it. I think trainers need to sit off. Only one trainer can go on. If someone gets injured, he can work it out. Unless there's blood pouring out of it, that's when they run out.
Gordy, I totally agree with you, mate. Like, if you look at the incident last night, which has caused so much conjecture, I think, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, say if Penrith were attacking and needed the points, there's no way the trainer stops the game for that. And I'm not accusing the integrity or anything like that. But I think what it is, it's a situational awareness, and the trainers know what's coming. Like, so they knew it was a better idea to stop the game there and then. And you've got to feel aggrieved for Parramatta, because, you know, when you talk about game plans and all that, Parramatta's game plan was to stay in the fight, and we might have an opportunity to win the game, and that opportunity might come with 2 or 3 minutes to go. And yeah, you know, you could look at it, the drop ball from Paulo or whatever it was, but it was like, that was their chance. They were making inroads, and, you know, we might be looking at a different game or a different opportunity should the trainer not have stopped the game during that situation.
And there's independent doctors now on the sideline, because clubs were probably pushing players back out, and we've got to that stage where an independent doctor goes and reviews the video. I see him now all the time, and then he makes a decision. Maybe we have to get to, there's an independent trainer that when someone goes down, he runs out.
Mm. Yeah, and it
to
wasn't
stop the trainers running on the field, one at every game. Like, if we can't trust you to not stop the play, you run out when there's a break. Mate, you can run out when there's a try, and there's enough of those scored. Or you can run out when there's a scrum. But you can't run on the field after 1 minute. There's a trainer running on the field.
Mm.
I don't get it. Get off.
All right, well,
and stopping the play. No, well, mate, it actually, General, I took my headphones off last night and yelled at one of the trainers. I actually swore at him, and I hope he heard me, but he didn't turn. Because it just did my head in, where you were running on, right? And I think it's cheating. It is against the fabric of the game. You have not made one tackle, and you are influencing the result by running on and doing that. I didn't like it one bit. So I told him where to go, and I said, and Maroon doesn't like you either.
Leave me out of it.
You are in Seabolt's basket with Maroon. You wait till he sees you. He will stab you in the back when you're not looking.
Oh, that is the best raging bull ever. For Apricity Finance, call them on 1300 APRICITY. Let's take a break as Triple M rocks the final.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back. Hour three, and we've got James Graham, James Triceps Hooper. We've got Gordy Tallis and Maroon. And we haven't spoke much about this game. Rabbitohs take on Manly for the Triple M Network. That game comes up this Friday night. We'll call that one for you. James Graham thinks Manly will beat Souths. Why?
Well, first off, I really hope Souths don't win, because it might cost me a job.
Right.
I've just taken up a position with Classic Sportswear.
Uh-huh.
And it was the Saturday after the derby between the Roosters and Souths.
Yeah.
I've been for a walk and a couple of missed calls off the boss, Warren. I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Call him up. And he's like, oh, do you think Luttrell will get banned? I'm like, don't know, mate. It's not looking particularly good. Why? And he's like, oh, do you think they can win without him? I was like, mate, why are you asking me this on a Saturday morning? Like, can't we just wait till next week?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, to be honest, mate, like, you know, probably, I think their chances are limited anyway. And then losing with Luttrell, it's going to be a tough ask, mate. And I'm like, what's the crack? And he's like, oh, no, I've just got to make a decision today on how many Souths jerseys I order.
Ah.
So my job's on the line. If Souths get to the grand final,
right,
they're not going to have made enough jerseys. Oh, so
yeah, you might have underclassed.
It might come back to me. So sorry, Souths fans, if you can't get a jersey, but it might be a bit of advice to get in early and get that jersey sorted this week.
Jimmy, you don't have a problem. Souths already have their jerseys. It's normally the Roosters and Manly fans that pull the tickets off. Walking the grand final. Sorry.
Well, how is your relation? I know how we can make this better with Warren. I've got a great idea here, James Graham. Let's speak to Warren, you and me, in a big old sports lunch in March.
Sportswear.
But anyway, getting
mate,
back.
That's classic from you, Maroon.
He's always thinking.
Let's get back to it, mate.
Ultimately, the decision came down to Warren, the boss, but, you know, I might have influenced it one way or another, but hopefully he'll be in the sweatshop, putting it together, sticking those badges on. So, yeah, in all seriousness, I think if you were to present this game, a semi-final qualifier, Souths v Manly, you know, 2 weeks ago, a month ago, I think you'd back Manly. Mm. And I still believe that. Manly's games that they've played so far in this final series hasn't been of an intensity like what Penrith have been through. Souths obviously had the week off, but I think looking at it, two weeks ago, a month ago, I would have picked Manly. So I'm going to stick with that decision, and I think, you know, it's going to be a great game. Obviously, you know, South's left edge, Manly are going to know every single variation of play that South Sydney's left edge have ever ran all season due to the fact Dez is going to be on top of them. That's going to be a great battle. But I just think the middle forwards, the way the interchange of passing between that Manly have, I think it might just be a little bit too much for South Sydney.
All right. Gordon, is that how you see this game, mate?
No, look... I think it's going to come down to attack. I think last night, you know, we just saw just a defensive, and Wayne Bennett's a defensive coach. If they play the way they did against Penrith, then there's no reason why they don't defend that way. I think Souths have too many points in, like I really do. And I think that little left edge play that they do with Cherry Evans and Saab's side of the field, I think that they'll have some success. And, you know, can Manly fix that? Of course they can. You know, I mean, they work all week to fix it and defend it. So it's a cracking game, and it's a toss of a coin, but I'm going to go South Sydney simply because they've had a week off. That's it. Because when you got a week off, I think 5 or 10 years ago, sometimes it could go against you and you were slow out of the blocks. Now I don't think that's the case. I think it just freshens you up and makes you ready for the contest.
I know what you're saying, Gordy, but I just think with the games that Manly have been involved in so far, obviously the game against Melbourne wasn't of a to a higher intensity. The game against the Roosters, the intensity wasn't too high, so I don't think they're going to be as overcooked as what the Penrith Panthers might be. Having been in 160 minutes of non-stop collision, everything on the line football, I think Manly will be okay not having that week off.
What do you make, Jimmy, of the fact that Manly haven't been able to beat the best sides this season? How much of a fact is that?
Yeah, I mean, look, that might play on the mind if you were coming up against a Melbourne Storm, so to speak, or the Penrith Panthers. But I still believe that Manly will have enough, and I think I agree with Gordy's point. I think there'll probably be a bit more points in this one, but I'd back Manly's attack overall over South's attack. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. All right, boys, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up here as Triple M rocks the finals.
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back, and we are just about done until next week. Now, you got no rugby league wrap tonight, Hoops?
No.
So you're just
back
going
on 360 tomorrow night, oh, Anthony. We'll have all the wrap up of a sensational week of football, and obviously there's going to be some big news around the West Tigers as well, by the sounds of it.
All right, James Graham, no doubt we'll see you on the course of the through the course of the week on Fox League.
Sounds good, mate. Bit disappointed the quiz didn't come in after all.
Next week.
I got myself fired up for it.
Next week.
Now it's not happening. What's going on? I've been making notes all this time in the breaks. You know, what's gone on? You've let me down.
No, mate. Well, I'm going to give you a week to go away and consult your old man and
okay,
study.
Okay, thank you.
Gordy, tell us.
This could be an inside job, Jimmy. So
I'll
be
on time next week, Anthony.
Well, that'd be nice. That's it for us. And it's all thanks to our friends at Sea-Doo. Get on board at Sea-Doo. No passport, no worries. Wherever you are, up and down the east coast of Australia, if you're not on board of Sea-Doo, you're doing it wrong. It's Triple M Rocks, the finals.
Triple M Rocks, the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.